Proclamation number 6433, dated the December 24th, 1955. Jesus' birth. Sacrificial death. No being will ever be able to comprehend the infinite love which motivated me to descend to earth and take abode in an infant which became and remained my shell until his death. The eternal deity embodied itself in a living creation which it had formed itself, which voluntarily shaped itself such during its earthly life that it remained worthy of receiving me. I wanted to descend to earth so as to bring salvation to you humans in your extreme spiritual hardship, and for this I needed a form which would receive me, since for the sake of your freedom of will I had to live amongst you as a human being. And this form had to fulfill all preconditions to be able to shelter the highest spirit of eternity without fading away due to my strength of love. Thus this person first had to spiritualize himself through love, so that Roman 1, as love itself, found in him the right vessel into which I was able to pour myself, which thus was able to shelter me within itself without ceasing to exist. The infant Jesus was born without sin. It was fathered by my spirit, my will and my strength brought it into life, and my spirit was able to take possession of the infant and to express itself, if only from time to time, in order to give its environment a sign of its divine mission. And this spirit unfolded itself in the man Jesus, because his love nourished it time and again anew. Because Jesus' love more or less forced me to give myself to him in all fullness, so that the man Jesus was permeated by light and strength, by wisdom and power. I myself worked through the man Jesus, and everything he then thought, spoke or did was my spirit's strength. It was the strength of my love which accomplished everything in him, to which nothing was impossible. No limitation existed for him after the unity with me had occurred due to the boundless love of the man Jesus, for I myself was in him now and my will was his, my strength permeated him, and therefore nothing existed which would have been impossible for the man Jesus to accomplish. And yet he remained human until his mission was accomplished, until he died the sacrificial death on the cross in order to redeem humanity. A period started when I descended to earth which is now ending. It was the beginning of a time during which the complete redemption could be achieved precisely because of Jesus Christ's act of salvation. For now I myself had come to earth and I emphatically spoke to people in order to win them over for me. And those who listened to me and complied with my word were able to conclude their earthly life after their physical death. They were able to enter the spiritual kingdom in a spiritualized state, because their old guilt had been taken from them through the crucifixion of Christ, which prior to this was impossible. For the form I had chosen for myself to dwell in merely covered the divine, which actually spoke through the man Jesus. And I myself was the divine within the form. And it was truly possible for me to release people from a fetter which had already kept them captive for an infinitely long time. I descended to earth, I chose a human form for myself in which I accomplished the act of salvation in order to wage open war against the one who had kept you bound and who needed a strong opponent in order to be defeated. Due to my greater than great love for you, the fallen spirits, I adopted a human form, and thus it was a tremendously emotional moment for all beings in the spiritual kingdom when I descended to earth at the birth of the child Jesus, and the whole of creation stood still at the moment of birth, because it was an act of most exalted love and mercy to embody myself in a child. For my spirit, which rules the whole of infinity, took abode in this child. And thus it started its earthly life, in the midst of spiritually dark people. And yet the light remained in his heart, because the man Jesus would not let go of God, because his love was so profound that he tied me ever more to himself and finally totally united himself with me, so that only his external cover was human. Yet soul and spirit had joined me completely, and therefore I myself lived on earth and redeemed you humans through my death on the cross. Amen.